The KVOE preseason area high school football tour kicks off today, and our first stop here on KVOE is the Chase County Bulldogs, and we're joined now by senior Luke Buckey. And Luke, you guys had a deep playoff run. I remember covering that playoff run for our area game coverage, but what's it like being back this season, knowing you guys were so successful?
You know, it's a new season. Nothing's changed from last year. We're just out to prove ourselves, you know. We got a great group of guys and, you know, looking to go deep in the playoffs, maybe win a championship.
You guys lost a couple of key players. Tag Rowe, pretty explosive on both sides of the ball. You know, Brock Griffin's also gone, but you guys have some good pieces back. Wyatt Griffin's back here. Back as well. Colton Cooley is back, but you gotta like what you have back despite the key pieces that graduated.
Oh yeah, our young guys coming up are great. Our old guys are spectacular. You know, Wyatt, great quarterback. Colton and Chris, they're phenomenal linemen, and Guthrie's he's a meathead. So,
and I know you're. Dad kind of emphasizes that the Chase County Bulldogs are the fastest team in 8-man Division One. How do you feel like the summer's been for you guys?
Oh yeah, you know, our guys, we've been putting in a lot of work. You know, we tested 40s at the end of the summer, and we had 3, 4, 5 guys and 2 4-6s and 4-7 guy. So yeah, we're the fastest team.
You guys are going to get tested in the non-con, too. I believe Little River's in on the non-con. But what are you most excited for week one?
You know, it'll be a good group of guys. They're well coached. It'll be exciting.
Well, Luke, thanks for the time, and best of luck this season.
Thank you.
Now joined by Chase County head football coach Derek Buckey in year number 2 of his second stint of head coach at Chase County. Coach, coming off 7-4 season last year, the loss to Care Paravel in the playoffs, but these guys got to be hungry too.
Yeah, you know, we've been that was our second year in a row in the quarterfinals with the loss, and third quarterfinal loss in the last 4 years, so you know, yeah, we're hungry. We're hungry to get over that hump and, you know, see if we can improve on what we've done the last few years. So, you know, we're off to a good start. Got 22 guys out there, and they're working hard.
You guys gave Linden the closest game all year last year, 4 points. They ended up winning 8-man-1, but you lost a couple of pieces from that team. That gave Linden their closest game. You know, Tag Rowe was really electric, you know, back in the secondary and also as a receiver. You know, Brock Griffin's gone as well. Micah Cotters is gone. Nano Zuniga is gone as well. But you still got some key pieces back. Your son Luke is back. You got a quarterback back and Wyatt Griffin. And you got to like all the pieces surrounding them.
Yeah, you know, you take those two guys you add in, Colton Cooley, who was nose guard for us last year and will move out to the defensive end position this year. And, you know, Guthrie Danford had a big year for us last year. So, you know, we've got some pieces in place. Chris Rangel is a great player and looks good. Was a starter for us on the offensive line and probably played both ways this year. But, you know, you go back to that Linden game, you know, styles make fights, and that was a good matchup for us. The funny thing about that game was, you know, we didn't have Grove for the first half of that game. So, you know, to get Landon Doty out in a big, you know, big moment like that and have him play so well, he's going to be a guy that steps into the corner position and wide receiver position for us this year. And I expect him to be very impactful. So, yeah, we're excited about what we have, but, you know, you never know really what you have until the bullets start flying. We got off to a slow start last year, and we're just going to try and avoid that trap this year.
How do you feel like summer's been for you guys?
Oh, the summer's been good. You know, we had a little camp over at Emporia State where I felt like we had a lot of success. 5-on-5 was good. Our weight room attendance was good. Our speed program showed, you know, gains, so you know, I'm excited. Our guys are doing the right things, and they're doing what we ask them to do. So, you know, we feel as good as we can feel right now, which is just okay, because you're always, you know, you're always a little bit, you know, a little bit wondering, left wondering what you have until you see it out there on the field. But it was a good summer.
Jamboree coming up on Friday, I believe.
Yeah, we go over to Canton Galva. So it's us and El Saline and Canton Galva. So, you know, the last few years it's been Canton Galva and South Sumner and Leote. So we've been in sporty groups for a while here. And I think that's really important for us, you know, to get out and get tested. You know, our early season schedule with Little River and Axtell in those first three games, you know, we need to get out and see what we've got and be able to fix what's wrong. And so, you know, that's kind of the deal, is we're going to take them on the road and try and get them exposed. And if we're able to avoid being exposed, then we know we're on the right track.
And who's week one for you guys?
We open with Little River here.
So that's a big test right out of the gate.
Right out of the gate, yeah. So we go Little River, and then we go down to Wichita to play Wichita Independent. And then we bring Axtell in, and we expect they'll be on, I don't know, 39 in a row by the time they come in to into the county. So, you know, we're looking forward to those things.
Well, Coach, appreciate the time as always. Thanks for joining me here today as we do our preseason area high school football tour. And looking forward to our conversations every Monday here on KVOE for the Area Coaches Corner.
Thanks, Dylan. Appreciate you.
Today's stop of the KVOE preseason area high school football tour in Chase County has been brought to you by the Chase County Chamber of Commerce, proudly supporting the Chase County Bulldogs, MTXC, mental toughness, extra effort, find a way every day. Go Bulldogs.